And that was.
Yeah, I got it.
Who's that? Yeah. So I tried Googling it and I couldn't find anything.
That is okay. We can totally.
Like I was in the FAQs and
you do it all the time, though.
You definitely understand those vibes.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Oh.
You made a great track.
Yeah, I got
you.
We can pull up another table.
That might be better. Tanisha will need a table, but you want to send me to whoever you need them anywhere in the back. No worries.
International.
Love the game.
You can make it.
Before
tour. You guys start soon. Does anybody need anything that I can grab for them?
Oh, there's the ghost.
What?
I'm all good, but thank you.
Anyone who's not named Christian Bowden.
Yeah.
And then I clarify for me. Take it here. If you think of anything, just let me know.
Exactly. Thank you.
Can I just get you to hand me that bag to your left, right? Like by the outlet on the bottom. That's the one.
I feel something in there. Something heavy.
Something heavy, yes. That is
heavy with all that knowledge.
I would like to think so. I would like to think so. I like that mindset, actually.
He's sitting right here, but he's not.
We have one online.
Yay!
I think we're online.
Now we'll be done with meeting by the time they get back.
Yeah,
we're taking
this across the road.
This is pretty.
No,
that is sitting there. Right here. No, you can put that bag. That's our council bag. Yeah, I was just wondering. Is it out here? Your back. So it's gonna make a noise. So when you're talking, it'll follow you. When you're not talking, it won't be on you. It's fine. It follows the wind.
No.
I'm so sorry. We can't stop it.
They're all up there. That's why they're not here.
Right? Not all the possible seats.
Yeah, like the current membership. The current voting membership. It's 19, so 10 is...
Good,
I think we have 10.
Well,
we have 10 when everybody's here.
When
we get them all
too well.
Well, Christian has to count for at least two.
I don't speak to it because I don't need to waste people's time.
Maybe.
I hope I don't
have
to.
Thierry speaks to me reading the order papers very diligently.
That is the most effective use of our time together. That's my hot take. That's my hot take.
Every month.
Not after that introduction.
Because of that introduction.
Precious was there too.
Precious did pop in and then popped out.
I think the door was locked.
Oh.
Nice. Nice.
Damn right.
Good afternoon. It's 3:23 p.m. So we'll get started. I just want to make sure we can catch our bus back to North Campus. We get through everything that we need to. It is a pretty short order paper for today. I just want to check, Damon, can you hear us?
Yeah, sure can.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So we'll get started. Just a quick note before we start. I find meeting owls tend to be a little on the sensitive side. So just be a little aware of the noise that you create during today's meeting. The cameras will show you on the screen if you're making noise. I don't know if that will let you know if you're being a little on the noisier side. Yeah, just something to keep in mind for today. And we'll start with attendance, as always. Christian Fotang.
Here.
Pedro Almeida.
Here.
Chris Beasley.
Here.
Levi Flamin. Michael Griffiths.
Here.
Stephen Riggs.
Here.
Adrian Lamb. Mason Peach.
Present.
Nathan Teeson.
Here.
Maniba Kadir. Ivan Saif. Amir Mohammed. Sorry, I lost my place. Damon Atwood.
Here.
El Malahi. Precious Majekodumi.
Here.
Jillian Eisenstadt.
Here.
Nora Abdelwahab. Laurel Ford. And Megan Garbutt. I suspect we just have a few stragglers. I think what we'll do is just record them as present when they come in.
I'll just, when we do the second round of attendance, I'll just do two instead of one.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so with that, we'll just get to some of the introductory matters and hopefully everyone else joins us before we start with some of the more substantive stuff. So as always, we have our traditional territory acknowledgements. And today it will be read by Jill Eisenstadt, so please go ahead.
All right. Thanks everybody. Bonjour à tous et toutes. Avant qu'on commence notre réunion, je vais prendre le temps de reconnaître ce qui suit. Actuellement, sur le territoire du traité numéro 6, le peuple des Cree, Blackfoot, Métis, Kamisimi, Ojibwe, Soto, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee et plusieurs autres peuples qui se sont rassemblés ici depuis des temps immémoriaux et dont les cultures vont continuer de prospérer indéfiniment. L'Université de l'Alberta, incluant le campus Saint-Jean et la ville d'Edmonton, sont aussi situées sur le terre volée illégalement du Cree du Papa-Sitchis. Originally, I'm from Mississaugan or St. Albert, a traditional gathering place for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples, and I respect and appreciate the languages, the cultures, the histories that our graciously shared with us on this land, and have a knowledge of the ancestors and stewardship of the land. Have influenced our communities and my community over time. En tant qu'étudiant et étudiante, la Faculté Saint-Jean, qui était auparavant un centre de formation pour les peuples au Black, qui ont joué un rôle important dans la mise en place des pensionnats. La Faculté Saint-Jean est auparavant un centre de formation pour les droits de l'homme qui ont joué un rôle important dans la mise en place des pensionnats. Nous devons reconnaître l'impact de des instances franco-albertaines sur les peuples autochtones et dans un effort actif pour réorienter notre éducation, le système de gouvernance, notre recherche, nos espaces pour aligner avec les enseignements des Premières Nations, les Métis et les Inuits. As students of Faculty Saint-Jean, which was once a junior year for Albert Priest, who played a major role in the implementation of residential schools, we must acknowledge their impact on Indigenous peoples and make an active effort to reorient our education, governance systems, research, and spaces to align with the teaching of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples. J'aimerais reconnaître finalement le privilège de pouvoir apprendre, travailler, jouer, créer sur la terre ancestrale de numéro 6. Nous sommes tous des peuples de traité et nous le serons toujours tant que le soleil brillera, que l'on poussera et que la rivière coule. Merci.
Thank you, Jill, for this truly acknowledgement for today. Just since we've had some people come in late, just another reminder, we are using a meeting owl today, so it'll kind of shift its cameras as people are speaking. I do find it's a little on the sensitive side, so just try not to make too much noise, or it might unintentionally grab you and put you up on the screen. So we've just finished the treaty acknowledgments, so we'll go into the oath reminder. I thought a really relevant part of our oath for today is the line that says, "I will represent my fellow students' interests and not my own." And I'll get to this in a moment, but I think retreats like this are a really wonderful opportunity to remind ourselves of who elected us and just the general student population that we work to serve. And just really taking this part of the oath to heart today and coming to the campus with an open mind and curiosity to see
Well, things are different from our own experiences at North Campus, so that's where you're from. So on to speakers business. Thank you so much to Jill and AFSJ for hosting us today. This kind of retreat style meeting is a new development. We kind of trialed it last year with Augustana, and we're implementing this year. And I know, at least for me, like, this meeting that we're having right now is important, but it's not the most meaningful thing to be doing on a different campus. So I really appreciate the work that Jill has done to show us a bit of CSJ culture through the theater group. That was probably one of my favorite parts of the day. And just the opportunity to hear from the student panel and the AFSJ, the leadership and representatives. So thank you so much for hosting that. And a shout out to the governance team as well for helping with some of the coordination and logistical side of that. And it does, I think, feed into this kind of more formal meeting, decision-making setting. I have the Campus St. Jean political policy in front of me. So this is what guides the SU's advocacy on topics related to CSJ. And it's these kind of connections and relationships that can feed into policies like that and make them meaningful and relevant and capture the experience of students on this campus rather than just what some people on North Campus think goes on here. So yeah, I hope you're all able to kind of see that, and thank you again. Short speakers business today, short meeting today, so we'll kind of get on with it. The other thing I'll mention, I kind of want to do this a little more informally today if we can, and if we have time, I was thinking we could just have a general chat about your experiences and reflections on the day. I think that would be really kind of helpful. We do have one item that we do need to formally deal with, but yeah, hopefully we can do some of that later on. So on to the consent agenda. The only item on the consent agenda for today is the minutes from October 24th meeting. Are there any questions or concerns relating to the consent agenda? Can we accept the consent agenda without objection? Okay, seeing no objection, the consent agenda is approved. We don't have any presentations today, so we'll go straight to reports. Are the executives giving oral reports? Just for time? Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, no, hi, Council, and similar to what our Speaker Sikowski has said, I wanted to express my sincere and deep gratitude on behalf of all of us to the IUFSJ team, especially Jill and Taylor, for your very warm welcome. For all of us today, we really enjoyed the tours, learned a lot, and really heard about the student experience, some of the future strategies that, you know, the campus hopes to take in the future direction from Ian Carey, especially from students and yourselves across the tour. I hope that for all of you counselors, as you've taken all of this in, it helps to shape your perspectives on the situation the students are experiencing here, and also when we're having these conversations and when the university comes in to talk to us about things like budgets or strat plans or tuition, that we can really use that and provide those perspectives and making sure that, you know, what happens here today continues on to that. But beyond that, just saying very thank you very much, merci beaucoup, thank you.
Thank you, President Spotang. Chris.
I'll give a quick one as well, just because I might not be as present next week, and I'll explain why. But firstly, to say absolutely busy at the PC, Campus Saint Jean, that was rough. But just wanted to give Council an update for next week. I will be spending most of my time up on the McEwen campus, and then at the Alberta Legislature doing Council Alberta University Students Lobby Week. So we have probably between 18 to 20 meetings with elected officials this year.
That's about a 3 to 4 time increase from what we had last year. So we're looking really good in terms of our opportunity to be able to engage with a lot of staff, with a lot of MLAs and ministers. We've meetings with about 9 different ministries, which will be good. But all of this to say that if you're going to try to get a hold of me next week, I may not be around. And so that's really the reason for the report today, that I will not be around a ton next week. I will be prioritizing doing the VP external of it all, because a lot of the time, a lot of the work I've done for the 6 months will boil down to what is that, what can I get in the 30 minutes that I'm discussing Minister X on priority Y. And so I thank you all for your grace in that. And if you have anything specific as well or have any questions about that, please follow up with me.
Thank you. Just to confirm, no other reports from the exec. So with that, we'll move to board and committee reports if there are any. Are there any committees or boards that council appoints to that would like to give a report? Levi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Finance Committee was supposed to meet on Thursday. We unfortunately did not have a quorum, so our agenda, which we were supposed to do, sending one member of Finance Committee to the Reserve Funds Investments Policy Task Force, discussing a couple other applications for the remaining student water position, discussion on the Dewey's washroom quotes, review of the campus food bank report, and the review of the CGSR report so we could disperse the VFU funds. That will either go to our next meeting, or I might even try and just arrange something offline in the interim, just so we can not necessarily have to wait till that next meeting, because we are going to be getting into that period of time where we get a lot of bounce and VFU stuff coming in anyway. So we've had a slow first 6 months, I guess, but now we're starting to get into the busy time of year, and it's hopefully going to get busier from here.
Thank you, Levi. Just kind of on that, I think we have 10 FAMPs. Is it alone FAMPs?
No, 10 FAMPs and the others.
So we have quite a number of presentations coming forward. I think we're looking at probably 3 or 4 meeting. It's going to be long.
Sorry, can you speak up for FAMPs?
Yeah, I can speak up. Also, I don't know if this was addressed. We're meeting in here because we weren't able to get into Le Grand Salon. So just if you're wondering why the change of location. But yeah, we just have a number of presentations coming forward in the next kind of month. I believe we might have a conversation at CAC just about council's thoughts on, would you rather stay late? Should we cut down our agenda to exclude maybe like reports if there's a lot of time pressures? Like what can we kind of do to manage our time most effectively and in line with what your kind of preferences and needs are. So yeah, more to come on that. Any other reports from boards or committees? Any reports from general membership? Adrian?
I just want to say thank you to the executive team. The executive team were able to come down to Augustana on Wednesday. For a mini retreat of sorts, where they were able to kind of learn again the nuances of Augustana, what works, what doesn't, what students love, what students hate. That's quite a few. I just want to express my gratitude for you guys being able to come down for that. Speaking to the ASA team afterwards, it was a really valuable experience for all of them as well to be able to see you all, as this was the first time most of them have seen any of you. So, yeah, thank you all.
Thank you, Adrian. Are there any other reports from the general membership? Jill, please.
Yeah, I'll make it general. Just thank you for coming and exploring Capri Sunshine. It's really nice to welcome you guys all here. You're always welcome back. You can always pop in the nav at and come say hello. But yeah, it was just really nice to welcome you. You're all very attentive in all of our little workshops, so hope you learn something. We'll probably share the PowerPoints with like Courtney or something.
We've kind of been taking notes as well, so we can put out some very rough just thoughts and recordings of what we talked about today. Any other general reports? Okay, seeing none. And please just let me know if you can't hear me. I'm doing my best without the mic. We'll move to open forum. So for our CSA guests, this is an opportunity for just kind of anyone to ask questions or make statements to the group. So just in a moment, let me know if that's something you'd like to do. So with open forum, are there any guests wanting to make statements or ask questions? Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for taking the time out of your very busy schedules and for taking time out of your weekend to come visit Conference St. John. As Jill had mentioned earlier, you are always welcome to come back. It is our pleasure to welcome you, to have you for whatever order of business that needs to be discussed. I would say this is the second time that I've had the chance to be at a UASU CSJ sort of retreat. And I was very happy with how last year's went. And I was super ecstatic with how this year's went as well. Your questions, your interest in the way things go at CSJ from Jason's presentation at the beginning of the day, as well as ours that followed after the campus tour, was greatly appreciated. I think personally it shows to just what extent the SU does care and does want to help Conference St. John and other campuses that aren't necessarily located at North Campus. So I can't speak on behalf of our entire team, but I would say that it did leave a very good impression with the rest of us. So we're very thankful for that. And like Joe said, you're always welcome up. So thank you for taking this.
Thank you, Mr. Tussman. Any other statements or questions from guests in the room? Okay, seeing none, we'll close open forum and move to question period. So again, for people new to this is just kind of the same thing, but for members of the council. So do any members have questions or statements? I saw Levi's hand shoot straight up. So
I have a statement.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I want to flip this right back on Taylor and say thank you for the hospitality. Thank you for inviting us into your space. Thank you for all the work that AFSJ has done to put together the workshop and the retreat for us today. Thank you to Jill for being involved in that, both as a VP of AOFSJ and a member of council and a chair of YLaw and a student. As one of those former gamers myself, I know how difficult it can be to juggle 18 different things and sometimes track half of them. Thank you to the students who came in and shared their experiences, especially the couple that we had that were mentioning the problems with residents. We had a meeting with campus services leadership at Lister on Tuesday, and who oversees residents. So a lot of this is really good context for the next time that we meet with them, hearing like directly from the source. And I thought there was something else, but I can't remember. So I'm going to leave it at that.
We just around. Hey, any other statements or questions from members of council? Okay, seeing none, we'll move out of question periods. We don't have any unfinished business, so straight into board and committee business. Our one item for today's meeting is the motion to approve the first principles of Article 2, operations, and I believe Jill will introduce the item for us.
Woo! Bylaw! Love bylaw. All right. So, bylaw's back again with first principles. This time, this is continued work, planned work, that was on our docket for the fall semester. Essentially, what we've done is we've kind of gone into several of the bylaws that don't sort of exist in under any article right now and kind of fiddled with them and made them, updated them and things like that. So that goes for like bylaw 600, we were working at 500, as well as we scrapped 9,000. So Now that we've done that, we can pull them all together. So we're going to be doing bylaw 200, 500, 600, 4000, and 5100, and put them all under one article. This is just continued work from the restructuring that was done last year. So you guys can see on the bylaw web, or like on DocsSU, you can see there's Article 1, which is governance, and it lays it out all nice and cute. And then Article 3, which is elections. And then there's just two obvious ones that are missing, which is 2 and 4. So now we're going to be tackling putting two together, which mostly, yeah, just talks about SU's operations. And then four is pretty much all the ones that are left, which is pertaining more to finances. So tackling two right now and just organize them, make them more accessible, easier to understand and read through. So yeah, if you have any questions, here you go.
Is there any discussion on this item to approve the first principles of Article 2?
Stephen.
I'll just briefly note, there's a couple different bylaws listed here. For bylaw 200, First Nation Committee and Inuit consultation and engagement. But we're not doing general engagement on this bylaw change. We have reached out to ARC and to the ISU to just indicate we are going through this more procedural kind of aesthetic change to the bylaw, but we want to confirm with those groups that there's not a perceived or actual kind of change to the impact of that bylaw, just wanting to stress that we are taking that extra step with that specific bylaw just based on the nature of it. So if there's any questions on specifically that, we haven't heard anything back yet, but we want to hear something back before we bring that one back.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Any other discussion on this item? Questions, comments? Levi?
I want to voice support for this motion. A, because I'm on bylaw, and B, because I was on the bylaw committee last year that left this unfinished business that we need to attend to, and part of the reason why I wanted to get back on bylaw this year. So I'm going to take this opportunity to fall on the sword and apologize, and thank you to Joe for cleaning up after us.
Any further discussion on first principles of Article 2? Just as we kind of wrap up discussion, a reminder that we'll be using the vote platform for this one. The link is in the WhatsApp chats. If you need me to send it somewhere else, please just let me know. Any kind of finishing comments, discussion, questions? Any final words from Jill or, oh, sorry, Amir.
I just have a general question on bylaws, basically. Not specifically pertaining to them, but I've noticed that our bylaws have a lot of cross-referencing. Okay. This bylaw has a reference to this, and then it does completely or clearly describe where it's being referenced to, like what particular section of the bylaws is it like referencing to. Is it worth considering having something more clarification being added to these bylaws? And if we are entering the phase of gender cleanup, and stuff like that, but bylaws like
so you're asking like pertaining to just general bylaws that they reference other bylaws, but it's not quite clear like what sections?
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's still some cleaning up work to be done in a lot of the bylaws, including the articles that were redone last year. And so we will be bringing changes eventually, like grammatical ones, but that's definitely something to consider from an accessibility standpoint. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Any other closing thoughts? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the motion to approve the first principles of Article 2 operations. Sorry, I just got a little bit up. Okay, the vote is live. Please let me know if you have any issues accessing it. Yes.
For some reason, it's not working. Just go refresh. Seconds.
Did you get it?
Can you send it by email instead?
Yeah. I'll just send it to everyone. Thank you.
Jamie also asked us if you could throw the lunch in on the Zoom, but sorry.
Yes. Can I just pull that?
Yeah, that would just take it manually because I don't have one second.
If you do put something.
There you go. Thank you. Sorry.
Were you able to access it?
Yes.
Anyone still needing to vote? Okay, we'll close it in about 30 seconds here. Okay, thank you everyone for your patience. With 16 votes in favor, none opposed, the motion is carried unanimously. And
yeah,
the first principles are approved and will be taken back by power. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our actual agenda. If you don't mind, I thought it might be nice to kind of go around the room and just reflect on maybe something we've learned today, or something kind of interesting, or really just any kind of general comments. Yes, thank you, Courtney. So we'll do attendance first.
Oh, is this so? Is the meeting going to be adjourned and then have the informal chat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Just to confirm.
Okay. Christian Potan?
Here.
Pedro Almeida?
Here.
Chris Beasley?
Here.
Levi Flanagan?
Present. Oh, plays on.
Michael Griffiths?
Here.
Stephen Raids?
Here.
Adrian Lamb?
Here.
Mason Peach?
Here.
Nathan Thiessen?
Present.
Muniba Kadir?
Here.
Ayman Saif? Amir Mohammed?
Here.
Damon Atwood?
Here.
Alma Alahi? Precious Majakodumi,
here.
Jillian Eisenstadt, Noura Abdelwahab,
here.
Laurel Ford, Megan Garba,
here.
And I am present, and we don't have Jacob or Mark. So yeah, with that, we'll adjourn the meeting at 3:52 p.m. We'll kind of have an informal chat.
Okay.
I kind of threw an idea out, but I don't know, Jill or Taylor, if you have anything you'd like to do for like a final closing discussion or thoughts. Yeah, we're just kind of we're winging it at this point.
Yeah. Cool thing you learned is next.
Yeah. Mason.
First and foremost, thank you very much for hosting us. Obviously, it was a ton of fun as well as very informative. I think for me, the most impactful thing that I'm going to take forward is as we were walking throughout the building, noticing how inaccessible like so much stuff is. I'm really happy there is an accessible gender neutral washer, but the fact that it's hidden away in the corner of the building past a gymnasium is kind of insane to me. So working on the student spaces policy, I'm definitely going to use that when considering the second principles that will be written the council hopefully within the next 4 weeks. But yeah, I just appreciate that and how informative everything was.
Just jump in.
I just also want to say thank you for like showing us our campus. I know like for me this was like really interesting to kind of just see like what what the other small campus of the university looks like. And so there are a lot of similarities, but then the different the nuances that I noticed. I got some kind of ideas that I like.